The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back to the second hour of the weekend edition. Corey and I are chatting right now with a number of people, Sean Broderick, Dr. Postma, Mark Frelick, Rick Ackerman, and Chris Temple. We're going to chat a little bit about a trip that we took earlier this week. Corey actually didn't join us on this one, but Sean, Mark, Rick, Chris, and Doc were there with me along with myself. We visited a property owned by Idaho North Resources, held by Idaho North Resources, about 3 hours outside of Reno. I have to tell you, it was a very, very interesting trip, and we're going to talk about various aspects of that trip. I want to start out, and I want to talk a little bit about what I think are some of the really beneficial aspects of exploration, development, and mining, actual mining work in Nevada. Nevada is way, way ahead, in my opinion, of virtually any state in the union when it comes to giving support, both, well, primarily from the state government, I guess I should say, to the mining industry. And that has a tendency to attract some very, very interesting players in the mining industry. And I would have to say, obviously, Mark, you're in that category along with Tom Calicrate. Tom is a wealth of knowledge when it comes to mining in the state of Nevada. Can you comment a little bit about what I just said?
Well, yeah, you could see, you know, I wanted to bring to your gentleman's attention when you were down there, obviously, you know, we got that permitting for Eagleville, and then, you know, just sort of the work that we had been doing from chip sampling to pass and drill data to, you could see other mining operations that were around us, so you got some idea of, you know, the gold that was out in that area. And then just the overall idea of, you know, working with the state of Nevada on getting the permits for our drill thing was so smooth. I mean, it was like, oh, you're out there in that district, and, you know, we know that there's lots going on out there. So our permits went through just like smooth as could be. And, you know, we're just going to set up the date now for having Harris Drilling Company go out there and start doing that drill.
Well, I got to tell you, just to jump in here, and I don't mean to steal anybody's thunder, but I got to tell you, Ray Harris is a really interesting guy. We spent a fair amount of time with him. He had dinner with us, had a couple drinks afterwards with us, and I got to tell you, a second generation driller, that is so indicative of the enthusiasm of people involved in that industry in the state of Nevada. Now, Doc, this was one of your first property visits. Impressions?
Well, other than kicking rattlesnakes around, it was pretty impressive. It was just eye-opening to be able to ask questions to gather knowledge, especially from Tom Calicrate, which was just a bucket of information and knowledge. And the fact that he goes out there as a geologist with hands-on particularly impressed me, because that's where you get results when you have a geologist that does that. And it was that information that, of course, drives me back to reading more about mining. And it just solidifies with time a lot of knowledge about this area. But that's what I was impressed mostly with. And also some of the story about Idaho North as well. And I did quite a bit of research on the company before I went. So that, along with what I learned on the trip, it was really a fun time for me. And it's another whole area that I'm learning about. And that's really what gets my juices going.
Tom, unfortunately, I was unable to make the trip, but talking to Chris, Doc, and Rick about the trip, they really just came back saying how much of an expert you are in the area, how much they learned from you about the benefits of being in Nevada. Can you maybe summarize some of the key points that you really tried to focus these guys on while they were on site?
Oh, I sure can, Corey. It was a pleasure just meeting all the writers and so forth and everybody. And I learned a lot from them on the other side of raising money to the industry from the standpoint of IR and what can help focus a junior company forward today. And it was just great to be able to show everybody a little part of Nevada, our project, Eagleville, and what we're focused on our drilling program there. But all, at the same time, being able to show them other opportunities that the company's looking into through a large database I've been able to collect over the last 30 years. So we're just really pleased to have everybody on board to help us move our company forward.
Tom, I got to tell you, I was really, really impressed with the databases. As Corey, as I was telling you earlier when we were chatting today, you've got a couple of outbuildings there on your property that are, they're not really outbuildings. They're very, well, they're outbuildings, very sophisticated structures, but probably encompassing somewhere in the neighborhood of, I don't know, 3,500, 4,000 square feet, and it's chock full of data on various mining, you know, mining sectors of the state of Nevada. How did you get that pulled together?
Well, over the years, working for different companies, when companies are either wanting to size down or are going out of business, I was able to acquire the file cabinets and some of the data from them. That instead of them just throwing it away, what a shame it is if people dump their data versus giving it back out to the industry, to various geologists similar to me or other mining companies, to be able to use that data and come up with new ideas on where to find new discoveries.
Now, Chris, what was your impression of visiting Idaho North, a company based in the U.S., traded in the U.S., and has properties in Nevada?
Well, I mentioned on one of these broadcasts several days back in regard to another area in North America that has had a mining resurgence. That's the Abitibi Greenstone Belt that the Eric Owens, who's the head of Alexandria Minerals, one of the companies I already have covered, one of his comments that he made to me a while back is that, you know, he came to the conclusion some time ago that if you want to find gold, you go where gold has been found before. And I think that for a lot of people, even that are gold bugs or that follow resource companies, Nevada is quite underappreciated for much the same aspects as what I see up that area of Quebec. It's still operating active mines where there is extraordinary upside still for new discoveries, augmented discoveries, and I don't think a lot of people, and I include myself in this up until now, have been paying as much attention to Nevada as we should, and that was really brought home to me.
Mark, you know, you have put together, in my opinion, a very interesting team, and the reason I say they're very interesting is Tom is one of the most highly qualified geologists who I've ever met, you know, and I've been attending this particular rodeo now for over 30 years. The enthusiasm there, coupled with the expertise, is interesting, and that's not a commentary so much on anything other than the team. You know, it's the driller, as I said, is second generation. I mean, I saw more enthusiasm from this fellow than I've seen from a lot of other people. I mean, Lane is a very interesting guy involved in this thing. It's just there are a group of people there who are very, very enthusiastic. We've only got about a minute left here, not even a minute. We've got about 25 seconds left here, but if you guys could hang on, I kind of want to just go into this in one more short segment afterwards, because I think some very valid points are being brought out here. Chris, I really appreciate you bringing out the fact that, you know, it is a very, very, I don't know, one of the biggest impacts on success, as you said, particularly in the mining industry, is you go where the gold has been found before, or the silver, or whatever you're looking at. And that's definitely what is happening right here. And it's happening by a very, very interesting group of people, and Nevada certainly bringing out the fact that, as to how helpful the state is to the various mining companies, I think that's also very important. Stick around. We're going to be right back and wrap this one up.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3666. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing our discussion with Chris Temple, Rick Ackerman, Mark Frelick, Tom Calicrate, Sean Broderick, and Dr. Postma. We're discussing a field trip that we took earlier this week down to Nevada.
Hey there, this is Sean. I did want to echo what the other guys were saying, that it was a really interesting trip, and certainly that's the largest private database I've ever seen on mining, the one that Tom has. That's just, I mean, it was really stunning. The first level of his house and that huge outbuilding and more. He has more stuff there that, you know, I mean, once people can start going through all that, what they should find is there's some real potential there. One thing that I did want to add is to prove up the resource. Once you do that, then I think it could be a really more interesting story. Certainly you have the right people on that project, and that's half the battle. The other half the battle is money, and so you'll have to raise that too.
Mark, can you quickly tell our listeners and us a time frame of when the drilling will be commencing and when results could start coming out to alleviate some of Sean's concerns there?
Yeah, absolutely. Depending upon everybody's schedule, within the next week to 10 days, we'll get Tom, Toby, maybe Pat, and a couple other guys up here in Spokane. We'll go over to Coeur d'Alene and have a meeting over there. We're hoping to get the drill rigs out there even here sometime in September. But if not, I talked with Pat, and we are confirmed that it will be, you know, that first part of October. We're aggressively going to take care of Sean's concerns there. Not that we're going to prove up resources, but we are going to be absolutely looking to get through the high-grade veins, and then from there, that would identify maybe a bigger drill deal to prove up some measured, indicated, and inferred out there on Eagleville, if that's where we're going to go.
I would be curious, Tom, to get your views on, say, what's going to happen down there between now and the end of the year.
Sure, Al. What we're planning on doing is get this drill program started here in the next month and focus on the main part of the heart of the district where all the workings were there that you saw, where the Golden Gate vein is, Monitor vein, and so forth, the Eagle veins. But we're also going to step off and try some new areas where we've had our surface sampling, rock chip sampling, and soil program identify some new areas that could really expand the size of this system with a few drill holes that were planned to the west of the project and to the east of the project.
You know, I'd have to say that one of the positive aspects of Sean's comment, and certainly the response by both Tom, by both you and Mark, is that the best time to get in on these situations, and this is not investment advice, by the way, it's just recounting experiences I've had over the past 30 or so years, and that is the best time to get involved in a situation like this is really at the absolute beginning, and we are very definitely at the absolute beginning here in terms of the work that Idaho North is doing down there. I'm really looking forward to continuing to follow this company, certainly throughout the year, and then probably longer than that, just because I think you guys have a very interesting situation right now. And I do, again, want to stress that I think that the team that's in place is, to say the least, is second to none, really, I would have to say here, both in terms of enthusiasm, passion, and then certainly ability, for lack of better terms. It's interesting how the mining industry has slowed down a bit, as Pat said, in Nevada. I see that to be turning around, and turning around rather quickly. Mark, do you or Tom have any comments on that?
I think the perfect storm coming, there's a lot of turmoil in the world. At the end of Obama's administration here, I think we're going to see change, and I think the dollar is not going to be as strong as it has been over the last 3 or 4 years. I think that's going to have a big effect on moving the price of gold, which will help a lot of the juniors as well as the majors who are producing gold to see it go forward in a positive direction for able to raise money for the juniors as well as the majors.
Yeah. Let me interject there too, Al. Earlier, I'd heard Corey mention a little bit of diversification. So, folks, if nothing else, diversify your portfolio. and consider the commodity of gold, silver, or some precious metal. I did precious metal seminars all over the country and at one point, and that was a point that we tried to bring across and try and then tie that to your junior mining sector. So you might take that advice from what Corey had to say, that you should diversify your portfolio and consider the metals market as one of those areas, considering what's going on in the world economics right now.
Rick, let's bring you into the fold here. Can you provide us with your overall impression of the property and the trip, and also what other questions you had that were answered or still left to be answered by the company?
It was a very interesting trip for me, more for the conversations that I had than looking over the landscape. You know, when you're standing on a gold mine, you really can't see much. And I guess when you finally are, when you get core samples and you get a good idea of what's under the ground, of course you have something that is more investable in a practical way. But of course, the big piece of my impression came by way of Tom, and like Sean and everybody else, I was amazed by his home, which reflects his obsessive interest, and I say that in a very positive way, in rocks. And Tom is very much a geologist, but also an entrepreneur. And I had the impression that he can't go out in the field without picking up a rock. And if it looks interesting, he'll want to stake a claim on it and find some structural way to exploit it. So I'm really kind of jazzed about the potential of Idaho North from that standpoint. They've got a real first-rate geologist, and it's up to Mark to find a way to exploit the resources that Tom finds as best he can. So the fact that Tom has settled in to some extent with Idaho North, I think, is a good sign. It's a vote of confidence by a world-class mining geologist in the company itself that he sees as a means to an end. So I left with a very favorable impression, but as Sean pointed out, at this point is very speculative.
Rick, you know, that's kind of what the mining industry is all about. That's where the big money is made initially, and I'm not suggesting that big money is going to be made in North Idaho Resources at all. What I'm suggesting here is that it is, not suggesting, but stating, after having gone down there, yes, it's a very early stage situation. The greater the risk, the higher the reward is the philosophy that I've always used, and that's one of the reasons that I bet on people. You know, I'm not a technician, but I bet on people, and when I see a passion, whether it's in the case of Idaho North or whether it's in the case of XYZ Mining, that's something that really always gets my attention. What do you think, Corey?
Well, I think the team here, especially with Tom Calicrate, he really does know the area well. After talking to the group of you that went down there, you really left me with the impression that Tom knows that area, and that's one of the most important things that I've seen in companies is having a knowledge of that local area, because rock formations and different types of mines seem to repeat themselves in certain areas. And maybe Idaho North might be onto something, maybe not, but at least they're out there drilling, and we'll need to see what comes of it.
Well, we're using Idaho North here not as investment advice, but as an example of what we look at when we do mine visits such as this one. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. We've spent the last couple of segments discussing the terrorist situation that is engulfing the world right now, specifically with ISIS and Hamas. Chat about it with Chris Temple, and then we're going to get some views after Chris from Glenn Downs. Appears to be a real problem in the UK, appears to be a real problem on the Mexican border in Ciudad Juarez. Rumor also has it that ISIS is going after the Pope, which the Vatican says is totally ridiculous, but it is on the news right now, according to CBS. It's an interesting situation in the sense that they are terrifying people on the one hand. On the other hand, there is also the question about the role that perhaps the Western world has played in their growth. Chris, you brought that up. How do you feel about that?
I use the words fairly carefully. I think the appropriate words are extremists. They certainly have fairly extreme views. And what we know about ISIS up to this point in time is that they comprise a group of rebels that formerly were operating almost entirely in Syria. Those rebels, when they were operating in Syria, had received both training and arms courtesy of the U.S. government. They'd been flown to sites and trained in some of the best tactics. And now once they moved into northern Iraq and started their spread down, and gosh, now they're all the way into Baghdad at this point in time. What was notable was that during that period of time, then Prime Minister al-Maliki of Iraq was calling for United States assistance, and Obama begged off and said, well, it's kind of complicated, and, you know, we wouldn't know how to pick targets, and, you know, all of the things that never stop the United States when they decide they do want to go after somebody. Like, you wouldn't believe the target list we drew up to go after Assad in Syria, that Obama was more than happy to prosecute, regardless of good evidence on the ground. So from that, I will tell you that ISIS was a group that was funded and largely given its armaments and training by the United States, and that when the United States had the opportunity to check their advance in Iraq, we begged off on that. So my view is that this group, for whatever sets of reasons, is aligned with the United States interests, although I couldn't possibly tell you what they are. They're certainly not humanitarian interests. They must be some other interests.
It's a scary thought, Chris, saying that ISIS is somehow aligned with the U.S., because I really think the U.S. needs to step up along with some other countries around the world to at least slow down this advancement of ISIS that's slowly occupying and taking over some countries around a certain area in the Middle East and continuing to expand. As Al mentioned, we have stories of ISIS now potentially being in Mexico, as well as you always hear rumors about ISIS getting in and trying to infiltrate the U.S. How much longer do you think the U.S. will stand aside while ISIS continues to really kill their way into some sort of power in a lot of these countries, even if they are working together?
We know for a fact that there have been dozens, potentially hundreds of Western fighters from the United States, from Great Britain, from France, that have joined ISIS's cause over there in the region they're operating. So it's not a stretch to think that there are people who are still here, who haven't gone over there, who might be sympathetic and aligned or consider themselves potential future foot soldiers in whatever ISIS wants to do elsewhere in the world. Now, ISIS itself represents a very purified form of Sunni, what I would consider to be fundamentalist and fanatical sort of an approach. They want to create a caliphate. The Sunnis and the Shiites have been really at each other's throats for a very, very long time. So really, this is a larger story that you have to look at through the lens of Sunni versus Shia, which fundamentally says we're looking at Saudi Arabia against Iran. That's the higher order of this whole thing. So, you know, to hear that Hamas is somehow aligned with, as you mentioned earlier, with ISIS, it confuses me, because I think of Hamas as fundamentally being supported by Iran. That means it's Shiite in organization, and they would obviously want to have nothing to do with ISIS. So to that, I'm a little confused by that piece of news. I would look into that further. In fact, I would go so far as to say it seems unlikely. But the idea that there are people around the world who are unhappy with the United States' approach, that there could be blowback from the things that we've done, that's always a possibility. That's long been a part of the circumstances in which we find ourselves. So is there a chance that there is a strain of Islamic fundamentalism that could somehow find its way back over here? Of course, that's always been the concern. Larger on my concern list, though, is this idea that the United States has been funneling just an extraordinary amount of armaments and weapons and training, not just to ISIS, but throughout the whole region. Look at the amount of Black Hawk helicopters, missiles, you name it. Everything that we've been giving to Jordan, Egypt, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, the UAE, you name it. I mean, we're all over the place. And a lot of the hardware that ISIS is now using to great effect in the northern parts of Iraq is all U.S. military hardware. So we're in there, we're mixing it up, we've put a lot of really high-tech weapons into some hands that I don't think they belong in, and now we're going to have to deal with it. I don't think it's appropriate for Obama to say, oh, this is kind of confusing, we don't really know what to do. That tells me all we need to know, that there's something else at play here, and I don't quite know what it is yet.
You know, I think this could be a huge, huge mistake. There is a train of thought out there, and I'm not saying that I agree or disagree at this point. I'm simply stating that there is a train of thought out there that, you know, the plan is to destabilize the Middle East to a point where it just becomes a different region than it is today. And I think that that is very, very interesting. I think that supporting a group like ISIS certainly has proven to be a destabilizing factor. And I think that if, in fact, that is the case on the part of, say, the U.S. and the U.K. and some of the other Western countries, it has turned out, it's a mistake regardless of how it turns out. But if we have some meaningful terrorist situations in the UK, if we have some meaningful terrorist situations coming out of Ciudad Juarez, which seems to be the issue right now, it would turn out to be one of the largest backfires that I've ever seen in my life. Any thoughts on that, Chris?
Well, I think that a backfire is all but inevitable at this point in time. And it's certainly understandable, because if you take a hardline military approach, which the United States has, and you go and you mess around with people, I think that it's only natural for you to expect that those people will come and mess around with you in return. Let me just make it personal. If somebody came and bombed my house and killed my family, they would have an enormous problem on their hands until I was dead. That's how I look at it. I just think people are people, no matter where you happen to find them. So to the extent that the United States has been actively destabilizing countries, and we have a long list. Look what we did with Libya. You know, apparently it was all the news just months ago. You know, Muammar Gaddafi, we have to, you know, it's a humanitarian thing. It's a despot. We must get rid of him. So we bombed until the place is sufficiently destabilized. Muammar Gaddafi was hunted down. He was killed. And now the place is in sectarian. It's a sectarian nightmare. And it's devolving into civil war. We certainly supported the people who were against the then ruler of Egypt, and now the place is sort of devolved into a bit of a mess, and we can see that same pattern playing out in Syria, and we see it in Iraq. So you would be forgiven, Al, for thinking, well, looks like the United States comes in and destabilizes places and then walks away and leaves them a mess. That does seem to be the plan. That's what I say. I don't really know what's going on yet. I look into that plan, and I can't really divine how that's in our long-term interests or in the long-term interests of the people of the region, but I'm sure there's a plan there. I just don't know what it is yet.
Tough, tough situation. It's important to keep up to date on this kind of stuff, but yeah, Chris, I have to go with you that it's very difficult to know exactly what is going on, because I think some of the main parties don't even truly understand the significance or the amplitude of what is happening interrelationally here. Chris, always appreciate your time. Everybody, stick around. We're going to be right back with Glenn Down.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy mix, Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Okay, here to wrap up the weekend edition. We are chatting right now with Glenn Downs. You know, whenever we want information as to what's going on in Washington, D.C., I have to tell you, Mr. Downs is very definitely our go-to person. Like an opinion, Glenn, yesterday, specifically Friday, the London Evening Standard came out among other periodicals over there and said the U.K. terror threat level has been raised. Jihadist attack is now considered highly likely. This was written by Nicholas Cecil over there. First paragraph, Glenn, states Britain's terror threat level was dramatically raised to severe today amid fears that UK jihadists returning from Iraq and Syria could launch attacks. The severe warning means an attack is highly likely rather than the earlier assessment of substantial, where a terror strike is a strong possibility. Pretty dramatic in my opinion and in Corey's opinion. We've been talking about it a lot today. What does Glenn Downs have to say, and what's the general kind of the feeling around Washington, D.C. about this?
Well, thanks, Al. You know, this whole ISIS thing has got a lot of people scratching their heads. You know, obviously it sprung out of whole cloth, seemingly from nowhere, like 8 months ago. Obviously, there are elements of this, the al-Nusra Front, that we're fighting alongside the Free Syrian Army, and we were giving aid and comfort to the al-Nusra Front through the Free Syrian Army in Syria. And now suddenly it's reached the level that you just described. But in the same reports in Great Britain, when the officials were asked, did you have a specific reason for raising, other than the general feeling that the terror level had been raised to this alarming new high rate, they said there were no specific threats that they were actually monitoring. It was just that the returning jihadis, British people with either British citizenship or their equivalent of a green card, would be coming back into the country. So it's a real head scratcher. Most of their news reports we've seen in Washington and the things that people on Capitol Hill are getting, that have caused them to come out, some of the elected officials and others to come out and make these very dramatic statements about, ISIS is getting ready to blow up a mall, or this is the most severe terror threat, blow up a city even, they talked about. It seems to be based on briefings that they have gotten, those elected officials have gotten, from some of the intelligence agencies. And we've seen this play before, and this is what's got some of us scratching our heads, where we had, for example, into the run-up of the Iraq War II, there were a lot of the terror threats, or the threats that were alleged to be coming from the Saddam Hussein regime, things like that they were having nuclear centrifuges for separating, enriching uranium, that they had UAVs that had sugar bag-sized chemicals that were deadly chemicals that they could fly into someplace. All of that was just that a lot of the elected officials back then came out and just parroted, was based on what they were told, not based on specific action reports that they, the elected officials, could analyze for themselves. And it seems like that's what's going on here again. When you ask, hey, exactly what I have asked and some others have asked around on Capitol Hill, with people that are making some of these dramatic pronouncements, you say, okay, exactly what law intelligence data have you seen which leads you to come to this conclusion? You get the thousand-yard stare, deer in the headlight stare coming back to them, because, in fact, they haven't seen it. They've just been told that this is the case by some of these intelligence officials, some of which have got agendas, beyond just keeping America safe. They're playing the so-called great game, and the way to get people engaged is through, obviously there really is an ISIS. Obviously, we're not sure where they're getting all their money, where they got all their money, what their command and control, from whence their command and control came, all those kinds of things. There are a lot of questions about that. Obviously it's a real organization, obviously some sort of a real threat, but to determine how much of an imminent threat it is through the mainland of the United States, or the mainland of Great Britain and all that, it seems to be just based on background assurances are assessments from officials, individuals within some of these alphabet soup, three-letter intelligence agencies, and not on any action, any specific law, communications intercepts, those sorts of things that the elected officials have actually seen.
You know, Glenn, something that came out yesterday from Judicial Watch that I think is also very, very interesting, and this is a direct quote, Islamic terrorist groups are operating in the Mexican border city of Ciudad Juarez and planning to attack the United States with car bombs or other vehicle-borne improvised explosive devices. Okay, high-level federal law enforcement, intelligence, and other sources have confirmed to Judicial Watch that a warning bulletin for an imminent terrorist attack on the border has been issued. Intelligence officials have picked up radio talk and chatter indicating that the terrorist groups are going to carry out an attack on the border. Comments on that, my friend?
Well, what can you say, Al? That we've had this open border down there. And it's become, we've discussed that at length on your show, that clearly it's been the policy of the Obama administration to allow people to walk across the border, not stop them before they get across. And then when they're there, if they say the right things, then they get not only let across the border, give them without any ID, TSA puts them on an airplane and flies them across the United States. And clearly, for a long time, they've called other than Mexicans, OTM, including people that are seem to be from Middle Eastern origin, that are there. So why here's all this being allowed to go on at the same time this whole ISIS thing has gone on, and clearly, you know, they're just, it raises as many questions as it asks. But to the specific Judicial Watch report, somebody told Judicial Watch, I don't doubt Judicial Watch, somebody told them that they have this threat and this imminence and whatnot, but no, I bet you a dollar bill, no one showed anybody at Judicial Watch why they are saying that. They just said, we have a terror threat on the border, it's imminent, it's high, we need more police state powers because we've got this imminent threat. And it might really be an imminent threat, but I, you know, as I've often said, my personal policy has become, don't take anybody's word, just simply take anybody's word for anything, including mine, just because they're saying it. If you say, if law enforcement people are saying, hey, there really is this imminent threat, I wouldn't say to them, bunk, I'd just say, okay, if you want me to be excited about it and do something to support you on this, show me the evidence that leads you to believe that, not just take your word for anything. That's what got us into Iraq and all of the blood and treasure that was spent chasing supposed threats from Mr. Hussein, that President Bush even now says, well, there really were no weapons of mass destruction, for example. So it might really be the case that ISIS is this big threat to the mainland of the United States, and it might be there's something imminent is going to happen. My only point is, if you want me to believe you or you want other thinking people to believe you, you need to tell us why you think that, not just say, take our word for it, because I've off the record told news agencies or somebody like Judicial Watch that this is about to happen. It might be that imminent. Show me why you think that, and then maybe I'll take your word for it.
Don't just take anybody's word for what's going on out there. There is so much information available in the world that you need to go out there and I believe read both sides of the story and then continue reading to figure out just where you stand, because with social media, with all the different news agencies out there, it's very important to read and read and read, because as we all know and as we chat about, most people have some slanted view of what's going on, and it's important to understand where they're coming from and then also read where they're coming from, because a lot of people just take people's word on it. And I think this ISIS issue is very scary because it's a new threat that the U.S., that the world hasn't really experienced before. Their type of warfare is deadly. These people are scary. They have no qualms about killing mass number of people. I don't know how much longer the U.S. can be confused and almost fractured as to how they're going to deal with this threat, but I think the world is going to need to come together and sort this all out sooner rather than later. Glenn, okay. Appreciate your time.
Okay, there you have it. Weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.